liquid alternatives can offer some substantial diversifying returns, not only in a 2022 world where traditional asset classes are challenged, but also during a world where you have only a few asset classes delivering on their expected returns. And therefore, you need some genuine diversification within your portfolio.
To hear more about managing risk in the face of uncertainty, subscribe to PGIM's The Outthinking Investor in your favorite podcast app.
Pushkin.
Okay, listeners, be excited. This is a special edition of the Unhedged podcast. I'm Katie Martin and I'm the FT Markets Editor in London. Now, FT superfans may already be familiar with the FT Alphaville pub quiz, which was held in a real pub, sort of, last week. Now, we had so much fun that this week on the show, we're bringing the pub quiz to the Unhedged podcast and I will be your host. So, I expect you're wondering, listeners, just what the biggest brains in the FT are up to. Just how knowledgeable are they? How clever are they? Sadly, they weren't available, but I have assembled two other teams to compete for glory. We have, in the blue corner, in London, FT Alphaville in the form of Robin Wigglesworth and Alex Skaggs.
I'm almost walked out when I had that big brain jab, but, you know, I'm looking forward to wiping the floor with our opponent, so we're going to stay.
Fighting talk. And over in New York, we have the Unhedged squad, Rob Armstrong and Ethan Wu. Say hello, guys.
We're ready for total victory.
Undefeated for 200 years. Let's go, America.
One of the fun things about this is that I don't think that Americans really understand what pub quizzes are.
No.
So this is like a kind of podcast pub quiz.
Yes.
And listeners, let me tell you, it could go horribly wrong, but the rules are as follows. I have written 10 questions. My decision is final on the victor on each of these questions. So a question will go to each team in turn. The team that has received the question will have a minute timed on my phone, very high tech here, to answer the question. If they get it right, they get 1 billion points. Pretty good, huh? And then we flip to the next team and then we decide who is the winner. The loser has to write something very nice about the other team on their platform in the next few days. Does everyone understand the rules?
I'm already looking forward to the unhedged note about alcohol.
Okay, well, you'll be delighted to hear then, Robin, that the first question goes to Team Alphaville. Orange juice futures now trade at about $4 per pound for the first time since they began trading in 1966. In percent, how much is the price up this year? Is it A, 27%, B, 48%, or C, 95%?
I know they're up a lot this year, aren't they, Alex?
Yeah, I think
that's kind of
lot.
Implicit in the question,
if that
Robin.
If was an option, you've then got I would to say shush. D,
okay,
a lot.
Yes, so how are we defining a lot? When I looked at the chart, it definitely looked more like 95%.
You looked at the chart, that's good.
I have looked at the chart point this year, but it's lodged somewhere in the memory banks.
Yeah, something about the weather in Florida probably means that they're up. This is me being very smart.
Yeah, this is our systematic investment process at
exactly.
work. What do you think, 48 or 95?
If it looked like 95 when you looked,
I remember it going
like
up a lot, essentially, saying, oh, wow, that's kind of interesting.
So
and
it's
the trading places commodity, right? So it's kind of sexy and fun.
Yeah, we're going to say the number went up by a lot.
Yeah, by a lot.
So 95%.
95%.
Perfect with the timing. Okay, so you are saying that orange juice futures are so far this year up 95%. You are correct.
Woo! Yes. A billion points, which is, I think, 10 US points.
Yeah.
According to the current exchange rate.
Yes, exactly.
That
was
we have gimme. To adjust for the... I'm lodging a complaint.
Lucky
with
guess.
The Olympic committee.
No complaints. No correspondence will be entered into.
Is this how America won all those wars? By lodging complaints about some technical points?
It's going to be a strongly worded level.
More or less.
I tell you.
Right then, question number two to Team Unhedged, Rob and Ethan. Now, to be clear, Alphaville has to shush while Unhedged is doing its question and vice versa.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm quite liking being in charge here. Right. Team Unhedged, which of these recently listed stocks has fallen the furthest from its opening price?
Birkenstock.
Instacart or Birkenstock?
I think it has to be Birkenstock. Right?
It's not.
I think
it's
they've
not,
already given you an answer.
It's probably not ARM.
Yeah, I don't think it's ARM.
I knew there was going to be a Birkenstock question. I should have.
Yeah, we should have prepped for it.
I should have
studied for this one. So between Instacart and Birkenstock, well, I think our systematic investment process. Which one is the shittier company? Let's ask. Let's ask ourselves that. For lack of knowledge,
I think Instacart is the worse company.
Hmm.
But I don't think that's helpful. God. I feel like Katie wants a question where the correct answer is Birkenstock. And on that basis, I think we should go with Birkenstock.
But maybe this is Rob bait. And that she's giving you a tempting answer.
Okay. We're going with Birkenstock, Katie.
We're taking the bait.
You're going with Birkenstock, and you are incorrect. Ah! The answer is...
Was it Instacart?
The answer is, of course, Instacart, which is down like 40% or something completely ridiculous. ARM's off 10, Birkenstock's down 17.
It was bait.
To be absolutely clear, God, I wasn't going to bother asking a Birkenstock question. It completely escaped my mind. And then when you mentioned it.
Is just an exercise for you to torture me, Katie? That's what I'm starting to suspect here.
Team AlphaVille is fully 1 billion points.
1 billion points.
Yes.
1 billion points to AlphaVille, 0 points to Unhedged. Okay.
Tough. We'll get him in the second round.
I'm glad I wore my Birkenstocks today, just to taunt Rob.
Okay, on to question three. And this relates to the fact that Robin Wigglesworth, although he very rarely mentions it, is in fact Norwegian. Are you not, Wiggo?
I am.
I mean, honestly,
Wiggo
bangs on about this every day. But so for that reason, you will no doubt know the answer to the following question in a heartbeat. The question is as follows. Who is older, His Royal Highness Crown Prince Haakon, please advise on pronunciation, of Norway, or Rob Armstrong?
Wow. How old do we think Rob is?
What's that,
That's
Jenny?
That's a great question. I would first like to know how to pronounce that name.
Haakon Magnus.
Exactly. Håkon.
Hugmans?
Exactly.
Just imagine you're the Swedish chef, but you sound cool. That's basically the Norwegian accents.
You sound cool.
Yeah, the cool Swedish chef.
Okay, that sounds Swedish great. I'm not going to try.
I feel you're not engaging with the substance of my question.
Which
here.
Is how old? Well, how old is the crown
I think he's
prince?
A little bit older than me, so mid-40s maybe, the crown
mid-40s.
Prince. Rob Armstrong is like 500-600 years old.
Yeah, I feel like we got to go with Rob on this one. Yeah, I think I see his Twitter picture, you know, shows he was in the Civil War, I think. So
he needed help from Ethan with his phone earlier today.
Well, you needed like help 30 seconds
help
ago.
With your phone just now.
Yeah, but I'm old as well. I think Rob Armstrong is probably older, right?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Yeah, he has to be.
So you're saying Rob?
Yeah.
The answer is indeed Rob, who
yes.
is older
yes.
than Crown Prince Haakon?
Haakon.
Haakon. By a couple of years. Rob, I'm not going to read out your date of birth on the internet. You'll be pleased.
His Royal Highness and myself wear the same brand of adult diaper. So.
Yeah. Wow. Does it cost a lot to get them shipped from Norway?
Okay. Question four goes over to the Unhedged team. On a similar note, who is older? Elon Musk or Rob Armstrong?
Ooh, I think it's Elon.
I think Elon's older, too.
Yeah, I think he's in his late 50s.
No, he's not in his late 50s.
Mid-50s?
Mid-50s. I think it's Elon, Katie. What? Okay. Are you good at this? I think Elon Musk is 54.
That sounds right to me. I saw the picture of him swimming. That was tough.
Yes.
Yes. Mind you, it's pictures of who swimming? There have been pictures of Rob Armstrong swimming
yes.
in the weekend, I think. Which I remember
yes.
quite clearly.
Me too.
If we're wrong and if he's younger than you, we can lodge the complaint that Elon Musk is surely older in every sense but the technical sense
yes.
than Rob Armstrong.
Okay. Yes. Okay, well, yeah, we're so going with Elon Musk being the older one.
Okay, I'll stop my timer and tell you. You are correct.
Yes.
However, he's only older by 1 month.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, you're really? Very close in age, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. God.
Make of that
wow,
what
he
you
looks
will.
Bad, man.
Yeah. I know. First of all, he looks like hell, and I'm richer than he is.
Secretly.
But who's got the most children?
That's true. He does have you beat there.
Exactly.
You're still in the single digits when it comes to children.
Yes.
I'll tell you who has you beat at the moment, and that is Team Alphaville, who are on 2 billion points.
Oh, yes.
Whereas Team Unhedged is on 1 billion points. Mm. Okay.
In time.
Let me just refresh my thing. Right, Alphaville's turn. How many stocks are in the S&P 500?
Oh, God.
502?
I have known this.
Yeah, but it varies.
It changes all the time. It's
probably
more
than
500.
Yeah, I think so.
I always thought it was like 497 or something.
It could be. I mean, is there? It's around. Can we say around 500, give or take?
No.
God. See, prejudice against Team Alphaville. I can't believe this.
Let's see. I want to say 497 just because I feel like that was the answer at some point.
Yeah, well, I'll go with you then,
okay.
I think, on this one. I'll take the Norwegian questions. You do the S&P 500 questions.
The S&P is a multinational index.
Yes.
I take no responsibility for whether this is right or not. Okay, so 497.
Okay, we just like to enter our answer.
Okay.
We think it's over 500, and we're going with 502?
Okay, well, happily you're both wrong because it's 503.
503.
So, somebody was like 300% closer, though.
Yeah.
Well, because you took the first number I blurted out, Rob.
But the question was not going to you, Rob, so, you know, you can't get this one.
Okay. In Norwegian, we have an expression called nesten skyte ingen mann av hesten, which is
you just
nearly
made that up. I don't want to hear that. You just made that up. It's not a real word.
No, sadly, that is a real Norwegian expression.
And what does it mean?
Nearly shoots no man off the horse.
I see.
You can't nearly shoot somebody out of the horse.
Oh, fun times you have up there. Right, okay, next question over to Team Unhedged. And this will annoy Wiggo because I'm fairly sure he will know the answer. Venezuela has defaulted on its government debt more than any other country. How many times has it defaulted?
Oh, man. How many times has Venezuela defaulted?
This is an incredibly specific question.
You asked them an easy one. We got a hard one.
I mean, this is just, another strongly worded letter is coming to the authorities.
Okay, I think it has to be at least like four. I think it's no lower than four.
I think it can't be 10. Because if it's 10, it's like, if it's 10, it's like
the
every 15
IMF
years.
The IMF would tactically nuke a country if it defaulted 10 times.
I think four, is there countries that have defaulted? Do we want to edge it up a little bit?
Five or six?
I think it can't be more than five. Let's
I think five is a safe,
okay.
A safe
bet. Are we going with five?
Sure.
For the big money, we'd like to go with five, Katie.
Well, you are wrong. You should have gone with Wiggo. Would you like a guess?
9.
The answer is 11.
11 times now,
is that like every dozen years they default?
Veni has got this on a lockdown.
Yeah. Well, Argentina, give them credit. I think they're the dark horse. they might default again very soon.
Okay. 11
so,
times.
Look, 11 scores
times.
On the doors. It remains.
This is why we
points.
Don't invest in emerging markets, right? It's like, this is just like, what is it? Why is that even an asset class? 11 times.
What, you don't have money in the UK? Isn't the UK an emerging market these days?
There's no need for trolling the Brits.
Yes.
Scores on the doors, boys and girls, are 2 billion points. To FT Alphaville, 1 billion points to Unhedged. So Alphaville still in the lead. That's the end of round 3. We'll be back shortly with round 4.
Bonds are back. And so is All the Credit, PGIM Fixed Income's monthly podcast series. From the latest trends to long-term perspectives, you'll get timely fixed income insights from leading economists, research analysts, and investment professionals. Whether you're new to bonds or a seasoned investor, tune in to All the Credit wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is intended solely for professional investor use. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results.
Okay, we're back. Now we're going into the fourth round, and the people speaking in my ears, who are real people, and I'm not making up the voices, they tell me that this has to be worth 2 billion points. So for 2 billion points, Team Alphaville, tell me, when did the Bank of Japan last intervene to weaken the yen?
You know this one.
We're talking the 80s, probably? No, actually, it might have been in the financial crisis.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a good question, actually.
Yeah, I was quite
proud. I mean, also,
yeah.
Sometimes we don't know if they're intervening, really.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
But are we going to say the financial crisis, 2008?
Would it have been 08 or 09?
More 08.
More 08,
I think. Because, I mean, things were still falling apart in 09, but I think the really acute, massive inrush into the yen, Swiss franc, stuff like that was in 08.
Yeah. Were there any, like, middle term crises where they would have done that you remember?
No, I think generally speaking, since then, it's been sort of a soggy.
Not during the Chinese market.
No, not to intervene to weaken the yen.
Right, right, fair. Are we sure?
Yeah, okay. So 2008.
Team Unhedged, would you like a guess?
I think it was the 80s. I'm going to go with whatever that thing was where Reagan got mad at them and the rest of the world ganged up on them and there was a big...
The Plaza Accord?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you're all inexplicably forgetting the gigantic earthquake and tsunami that led to an intervention in 2011.
Right. See, I only have memory for pure financial events these days, not actual tragedies like earthquakes.
It was a real world event.
There was a real thing that happened, and there was a big intervention. So again, scores on the doors, 2 billion points to AlphaVille, 1 billion points to Unhedged, but Unhedged could potentially nudge back
into the lead.
Let's go.
If it gets the 2 billion points available on the following question. Which singer refused 200,000 Bitcoin as payment for a gig in 2009?
Taylor Swift, no.
I mean...
I feel like there was press coverage with this. Maybe I'm making sure...
How many Bitcoin?
200,000.
In 2009.
It's a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift is a good guess, but I feel like she's a bit financially savvy.
Yeah.
I feel like she might have done it.
Right? Oh, taking the Bitcoin.
She might have taken the money and traded it in some clever way. I'm asking, do we need to think of someone stupider than Taylor Swift?
Okay, someone stupid. That's like most of the singing world.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
It's universe of singers. Robin just had to pick a year. We have to pick.
Okay, okay, I think... The thing that's good about Taylor Swift is, I guess, is that we have a name.
Yeah.
Like, what is another singer?
We need a hanger.
Okay,
Katie.
We got to go with Taylor Swift because we're out of time.
That's all we got.
Well,
I have a guess.
Yes.
My guess is Mariah Carey.
Oh, both good wrong. Guess.
Damn it. She was married to a libertarian guy, right?
Both.
I was wrong.
Both totally wrong. But I do like how Americans' first answer to almost all questions is Taylor Swift. The correct answer is Lily Allen. At the time, one Bitcoin was worth $0.00099. So this would have yielded her $200 altogether. By November 2021, it would have been worth... $13.6 billion.
Who is Lily Allen?
Okay, she's a Brit.
That explains why no one knows who she is.
I'm rolling my eyes so hard they're almost falling out.
She's married to that guy from Stranger Things now.
That's right.
And I think she lives
in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
yeah. They have a really cool apartment.
Singer and actress.
She once gave a really good tip for naming my wife's lactation consultancy business on Twitter.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
What's that?
My brush with fame.
What?
Milkmaids.
What? What's going on?
This has taken a direction that I had not anticipated, I have to say. Okay, we are now moving on to the final questions, and they are worth a massive 3 billion points each. Can you believe it? That's a lot of points, is it not? Okay, so the scores as they stand, FT AlphaVille is still in the lead with 2 billion points. Unhedged is lagging behind 1 billion points. So it's still all to play for in the final questions. Okay, so the first one of those goes, if I'm not mistaken, to FT AlphaVille. You ready?
Yes.
What color tie was Mario Draghi wearing when he uttered the words, whatever it takes to preserve the euro?
I'm almost certain it was blue.
Yeah, that sounds...
Blue was like... I remember we once tried to auction it for an AlphaVille quiz prize.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah, I remember like we actually auctioned off a Draghi Says Relax t-shirt.
Yeah.
To the head of fixed income at M&G for charity. But the tie was what we really wanted.
The tie discourse, I remember.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the color.
There was a
lot of tie discourse, and he was aware of it as well. Yes. Reliably informed. Yeah.
Yes, reliably informed, were you?
Is blue a dovish color?
I think it was for him. I always thought that's more of a neutral thing.
Yeah.
Red is cut, but I think it was blue.
Are you forgetting that funny brown one he used to wear, the browny purpley one?
Oh, I'm forgetting that one.
Is the answer going to be brownie purpley?
It's not going to be, obviously, because she just said that. Eliminating one whole chunk of the color spectrum.
She's desperately trying to push us away from blue now, basically, by implying this was a hint.
That it is a color.
Yeah, it is a color. We're going to say a color. And the color is blue.
You are indeed correct.
Oh, yes. That was the easiest question yet.
Oh, that nailed one's for it. $3 billion.
Although I thought the answer was Taylor Swift.
Not Birkenstocks.
Yeah, I was something of a scholar of Mario Draghi's tie colours, and the electric blue whatever it takes tie was his tie of action. If he was going to do something dramatic, he always wheeled out the bright blue tie. So well done for remembering that. Okay, listen. So Unhedged, Team Unhedged, you are now playing for pride. You cannot win. However, you can get 3 billion points if you can answer the following question correctly. What type of brooch was Christine Lagarde wearing
on her inaugural? A European question. They're Europeans.
Oh, my God.
We get a European question. We're Americans.
Since this doesn't matter, we're going to rewrite the question.
I don't even know what a brooch is. Taylor Swift is my answer, goddammit.
Rob, you're a style maven.
Yeah.
You should know this.
I'm surprised you haven't written a column about it.
Okay, fine. So,
what type of brooch was Christine Lagarde wearing on her inaugural post-meeting press conference?
A shiny one?
Are you looking for a material, a shape?
Because you don't know anything that doesn't happen in America, I'll give you a small clue. It's a shape that I'm thinking. Or even to be slightly more specific, it's an animal.
Oh, what animal?
Lion. Probably not a snake.
Cat?
I'm already thinking about what Alphaville is going to write about Unhedged, about the crushing loss of it.
Okay.
I have truly no idea.
It was a dragonfly. Just guessing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Fair guess.
Okay.
What was it?
Can I guess?
You can guess.
Was it an owl?
It was an owl.
That is humiliating.
What is this?
I think this means
she
that
said,
Robin...
I'm neither a dove nor a hawk. My ambition is to be this owl.
Very wise. Incredibly cringy, but it gave us a crushing victory over our heads. So I will.
You don't get points.
No, that's okay. Is this a moral point?
Rob is a complaint to lodge.
Yeah, everything about this quiz was unfair. Everything from top to bottom.
This was too much a setup. European content.
Katie Martin is going to roll into work tomorrow morning in a Ferrari wearing a fur coat.
With that sweet, sweet Norwegian oil number.
<Cha-ching>!
So the winner by 5 billion points to 1 billion points is Team Alphaville. However, I would like to offer Alphaville the opportunity to play a winner-takes-all round where you can just spin the dice. There's one question, same question goes to the two of you.
I want to do it just for the suspense, but I also don't want to have to write anything.
You don't want to have to write anything nice about
Rob. No, I definitely don't want to write anything. Ethan, maybe, but Rob, that would
be a little wimps.
Yeah, let's give them a chance.
Okay. So the winner takes all question has to be about something completely irrelevant. To wit, what is the current price of Dogecoin?
Oh.
Do we just throw out guesses?
29 cents? It's low. It's like far below a dollar, and obviously the one's wrong. But it's like 0.029.
I think it's like five.
I'll take
it. So you're going for 0.029.
Yes,
Ethan. I have to defer to you,
and they have to get it right to.
I mean, I'm just spitballing, but I was looking at this in a different context a few weeks ago.
Yeah, because you love it.
We're just doing over under on a third of a penny.
Yeah,
right?
No, I think it's higher. I think it's a penny. I would guess
it's
a penny.
Half a penny.
We just
got to go higher than them.
So you're saying 0.005.
Are we going to
0.005?
Yes.
I think what you want, we want, let's agree to round to the nearest tenth of a cent, because nobody's going to get it to the third decimal point. That's crazy. So,
okay, so Team Alphaville, in that case, are you taking 0.03?
Do you think so?
Do we get a chance to change our guess
after we know the answer?
So you had zero. So okay, you're 0.03, and okay. Team Unhedged is what,
0.05?
Yeah,
we'll go a little higher.
Okay, 0.05. Well, in that case, Team Unhedged is the winner.
Yes! That is what I'm talking about.
No!
You guys had a victory in your hands, and you pissed it away.
It's not... Listen, I have a linear utility function.
So I looked
Katie,
up...
I want that oil money back.
Suckers!
So the price of Dogecoin is 0.069.
Oh, okay.
That's not the correct
answer.
Oh,
right. It's true. So we won directionally.
Correspondence will not be entered
into. Okay, fine.
I think double or nothing.
Yeah, I mean...
It has to be the right number.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. I'm prepared to call this a tie. It's an electric blue tie.
That's very gallant of both sides. And I have to say, I'm very impressed with your guesses. I would have had absolutely no idea if I hadn't looked it up. Like, how many zeros are we talking about here? So I thought, like, both teams did pretty well here.
Yeah.
So who...
I would say we anchored their guess, of course.
Yes.
Moral.
That's true. Yeah. So who's writing what about
and
who?
And also a real victory.
Well, you need to sort this out, you know, off air.
I don't know about you guys. I'm pretending
you both,
this...
You both have...
I'm going to pretend this whole thing didn't happen. I don't know.
You both have to write something nice about each other in the coming days. This has been a fun quiz. We should do more of these quizzes. Both teams, congratulations to you both. Congratulations on such granular Dogecoin knowledge. And we should do this again soon. And listeners, God love you for listening. Unhedged is produced by Jake Harper and edited by Brian Erstadt. Our executive producer is Jacob Goldstein. We had additional help from Topher Forges. Cheryl Brumley is the FT's global head of audio. Special thanks to Laura Clark, Alistair Mackey, Jacob Weisberg, and Jess Trulia. FT Premium subscribers can get the Unhedged newsletter for free. A 30-day free trial is available for everyone else. Just go to ft.com/unhedgedoffer. I'm Katie Martin. Thanks for listening.